You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Iceberg Recap, your home for Pittsburgh Penguins game recaps and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcast from. The Penguins, they get back in the win column on Tuesday evening with a 5-3 victory over the Columbus Blue Jackets, a Metropolitan Division rival, if you want to use that word. The main storyline in this one, despite the fact that the Penguins, they didn't play a perfect game. They didn't play a full 60 minutes like we all always ask them to do, but they continued their dominance over a pretty lackluster Columbus Blue Jackets hockey team. This is a team that has been in the basement of the National Hockey League all season long, and they're missing some of their better weapons. The Patrick Laine was out of the lineup as well as a couple others. So the Penguins, they got the job done. They took care of business on Tuesday on a day where the game seemingly took a backseat because of, obviously, the Jake Guentzel news and the pending Jake Guentzel trade that we all expect to come here at some point in the next 24 to 48 hours. So that was the primary story yesterday, was the Jake Guentzel news. But the story on the ice was the Penguins extending their home winning streak over the Columbus Blue Jackets to 14 games. The last time the Penguins fell to the Blue Jackets on home ice, including the playoffs, was November 15th, according to Aaron Portsline. That was before Mike Sullivan was ever hired. So yeah, Mike Sullivan has never lost to the Columbus Blue Jackets on home ice. A nice little feather in the cap that probably nobody gives a crap about, but still an interesting stat nonetheless. Let's move over and talk a little bit about the goal recap in this one. It was a wild game, back and forth on both ends, and both teams really making a lot of mistakes. Let's start early in the first period. The Penguins take advantage of a turnover. Ryan Graves keeps the puck in the zone, passes it down to a wide open Joel Joviv, who got back into the lineup. He scores his first goal as a member of the Penguins, and more importantly for him, on a personal note, his first goal since returning to the National Hockey League following double hip resurfacing surgery last offseason. So a nice moment there for Joel Joviv. The Penguins obviously taking a flyer on him this season, but also giving him that second year. They would love it if he turns into a pretty consistent scorer in the National Hockey League. That's been the one pet peeve about Joel Joviv, if you look at his game so far in the National Hockey League, is he does everything right, but he can't finish. Well, he did have finish on this evening, opening the scoring for both teams and putting the Penguins up by a score of 1-0. Late in the first period, the Penguins get the transition game going once again. Ryan Graves starts the play, gets his 10th assist and a secondary one here, passes the puck up. Riley Smith with a beautiful touch pass in the neutral zone to Evgeny Malkin, who had an open lane to the net. Instead of driving it, what does he do? He pulls up and gives you the old-fashioned vintage 71 Geno FU slap shot, beating the Columbus Blue Jackets goaltender for his 18th goal of the season. And the Penguins enter the first intermission with a 2-0 lead. And a lot of the feel was they're dominating, they're playing better, they look like the better team against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Maybe it'll be an easy night, or at least an easier night, for the Penguins if they can continue to have this performance and build some momentum going into that big game on Thursday against the Capitals. But that's just not how the cookie crumbled. The Penguins in the second period were the antithesis of everything they did well in the first period, and because of that, within one singular minute, that 2-0 lead was completely evaporated. Johnny Gaudreau scores his 10th goal of the season on a beautiful cross-ice pass by Jack Roslovic, his 17th assist. Zach Werenski picks up the secondary. That goal was, let's just say, a defensive breakdown. I've talked about the Penguins' defense and their struggles in their own zone and how their blue line needs restructured for some time now, and this game was a prime example. The Penguins, in the first period, looked like they were going to be able to give Tristan Jarry at least some help in this game. Second and third period, not quite as much, especially in the middle of the second period, really the entirety of the second period, and the Gaudreau goal was a perfect example. Three or four Penguins in front of the net, yet that puck comes right across the heart of the zone, unimpeded, and Johnny Gaudreau makes no mistake beating Tristan Jarry to cut the lead to 2-1. And a little bit later, less than a minute later, I should say, Andrew Peak scores his first goal of the season. Assists go to Jake Bean and Alexander Texier, and you can give a massive assist to Evgeny Malkin, who redirected the puck past Tristan Jarry. Looked like he was playing it as well as if he was in the offensive zone. Jarry was befuddled. Jarry was completely surprised that that puck was redirected by Evgeny Malkin because, well, there was a clear lane. Otherwise, there was no need for Malkin to get into that lane to get in front of that shot. And he throws his stick out there. He deflects the puck and it gets past Tristan Jarry and the game is tied at 2. Luckily for the Penguins, they got a good bounce coming up later in the period on the power play. Eric Gudbranson tries to clear the puck. Instead, he shoots it up off of Ricard Raquel and it bounces into the net. Penguins regain the lead at 3-2, and they needed that good bounce because the fortunes were going in favor of the Blue Jackets. All the momentum was in favor of the Columbus Blue Jackets at this point. So they get a lucky bounce there. Ricard Raquel gets his 9th goal of the season. It goes down as an unassisted marker, and the Penguins go into the third period with a 3-2 lead. Now, that 3-2 lead would not hold, obviously, because the Penguins, as the power play giveth, the power play taketh away. Shorthanded goal allowed. Jack Roslovic comes down on a 2-on-1, and he just beats Tristan Jarry. Not a good goal there to allow if you're Tristan Jarry. Sometimes you need the timely save. That would have been the timely save. Instead, he gets beat in a similar fashion to the way that he's been beaten a couple of times over the last couple of weeks on 2-on-1s. Just not able to take away the shooter. A couple of times he'd been leaning. He wasn't leaning on this one. He was just flat out beat by Jack Roslovic. Andrew Peak picks up the assist, and that is a shorthanded goal that ties it at 3 in the third period. Penguins, they get their goal scoring going later to make sure that they're able to secure this victory. Jeff Carter with a goal, his 8th of the season. He threw it out in front. And again, a lucky bounce for the Penguins as it deflects off the Blue Jackets goaltender, off the Blue Jackets defenseman, and seemingly harmlessly just trickles right into the back of the net. Emil Bemstrom and Riley Smith pick up the assist on that one. Oh, not to mention, it's a second power play goal of the game. Nice little feather in the cap for the Penguins. Jeff Carter's 8th, like I mentioned. A little bit later in the period, Penguins get some insurance. Malkin and Riley Smith, the few times that they have connected, it has looked very, very visually pleasing this season. And this goal was no different. Evgeny Malkin in on the forecheck. Puck is turned over to him. He turns a backhand pass to the middle of the ice. Nobody in front but Riley Smith. And he hammers one home for his 11th goal of the season. And that is where things stood at 000s. Penguins winning, like I mentioned, by a final score of 5-3. Let's move over and talk a little bit about the three stars of the game. In this one, third star, going to give it to Jesse Puljujarvi in this. Scores his first goal since double hip surgery in the offseason. He was part of that reconfigured third line that I thought played pretty well through the first two periods before Drew O'Connor missed the third period due to a concussion. He's expected to probably miss a couple of games because of that injury, but I thought the third line looked good. They went young with that third line. Drew O'Connor at center, Jesse Puljujarvi at the wing. So too is Emil Bemstrom. Puljujarvi had 70% of the expected goals in this game, and I thought that he had a pretty solid performance. And like we've mentioned, he's great at doing the little things. He can be a good middle six player for the Penguins moving forward. He just needs to find that finishing a little bit more consistently. That's been the book on him ever since he joined the NHL. But he did have some nice finish in this game. Gets his first goal as a member of the Penguin. He's the third star of the game. Second star of the game, a three-point performance for this player, Riley Smith. There's a lot of trade speculation surrounding him, where he could go. Looks like Vegas might be off the table as they acquire Anthony Mantha from the Washington Capitals. But his name is still heavily involved in trade discussion as we wake up here on Wednesday morning. A lot can change, a lot can happen because the trade deadline week seemingly is either going to get really chaotic here in the next 2 days, or it's just going to fizzle out and nothing's going to happen. But we'll see what happens with Riley Smith. What we did see last night was a solid performance, including his 500th career point on Evgeny Malkin's first period goal. Nice marker for Riley Smith. Gets the Warrior Coho bucket, whatever you want to call it, after the game. And he gets the second star of the game here on the Iceberg Recap. First star, giving it to Evgeny Malkin. Vintage 71 through most of the evening. And people are going to say, yeah, well, it was against Columbus. Again, why are we bashing on these guys for who comes up on their schedule? That's out of their control. What is in their control is how they react, how they respond to that pitiful road trip up in the Pacific Northwest. They were playing a bad team. Maybe it was the timing that lined up well for them. Evgeny Malkin put together one of his best performances of the season, a goal and an assist in this one, including that quote-unquote FU slapper that he had in the first period. Nice to see Evgeny Malkin have a little bit of jump. I know people hate when I say that, but it's the truth. He hasn't been at his best all season long, but he's starting to play some pretty good hockey over the last couple of games. If the Penguins can get him at the top of his game, maybe that gives some spirit, some hope for next season that he could return to what he was last season. Maybe not at a consistent basis, but a little bit more consistently than it's been this year, which has been, you know, nearly, I don't want to say invisible, but very infrequently have we seen this version of Evgeny Malkin this season. The Penguins, they need that more often than not, especially through the remaining 2 years of his current deal. Final thoughts in this one, and some people might not like it, but if you're going to praise this guy for everything he does right, you have to call him out when he does something wrong. Sidney Crosby did not have a good performance, which is weird, because typically he absolutely obliterates the Columbus Blue Jackets. But I don't think it was anything to do with his talent, anything to do with his ability, anything to do with what the Columbus Blue Jackets tried to do to him in this game. Just seemed out of it. Seemed like he was disinterested in this performance. It might be that one of his better friends, Jake Guentzel, is saying his goodbyes potentially, is on his way out in the next maybe even couple of hours here, but his body language was horrible all night long. A couple of poor changes, including one that led to that Johnny Gaudreau goal in the second period. A lot of bad missed passes from Sidney Crosby that you don't typically see. He just seemed out of it. Now, here's the thing. If anybody has earned a night off, it's Sidney Crosby. He has been at the top of his game at the age of 36, no less, night in and night out through the majority of the season, 99.5% of the season. That doesn't take away the fact that he didn't look good at all last night. Doesn't take away the fact that a lot of that was seemingly self-inflicted. But he does, at least, of all the players on the Penguins, deserve to take a night off. If he is going to have a bad night, he's the one that's earned it the most. Finished the game without any points on the score sheet. Finished the game with a lot of shot attempts, which is interesting because if you watch this game, a lot of people probably barely even noticed Sidney Crosby, but you hope it's just a one-off. You hope that it's something that he snaps out of and he gets over and he gets back into things, because the Penguins, I mean, I don't think that they're going to be able to make the postseason. I think I've been pretty outspoken on that. A lot of people don't think they're going to be able to make the postseason, but you would hope the players in that room still have some hope, still have some fight left in them. You saw most of the team have it yesterday. Sidney Crosby just didn't have it. Something that I noticed, something that I'm hoping is just a one-off. I'm hoping this is just a blip in the radar and a two-minute conversation that can just be left in the garbage as the last 22 games get played, but he certainly didn't look himself against the Blue Jackets, and it's interesting because I don't think I've ever seen him that disinterested in a performance, especially in a performance where you're playing a team that he typically just takes it to from night in and night out. So interesting thought, interesting to keep an eye on as time moves on, but I would highly doubt that that becomes the norm for Crosby over the last month of the season. Up next for the Penguins, it's always big when they play the Washington Capitals, isn't it? Both teams in a similar position, similar to that game last season that happened at PPG Paints Arena, where both teams are kind of on the outside looking in. The playoff hopes are hanging on by a thread, and it seems like the loser of this game is going to feel way worse for their chances to do anything the remaining month of the season, and the team that wins might have a glimmer of hope. Who knows? At the end of the day, it's Pens Caps. We only have a finite amount of Sidney Crosby versus Alex Ovechkin left, so it's time to enjoy it. But Penguins, Capitals, Thursday night, a lot can happen between now and then. Make sure you're tuned in at Inside the Penguins on YouTube, anywhere you get your podcast from. At Tip of the Iceberg, we will have updates, you know, surprise podcasts, or I should say, you know, emergency podcasts, especially if Jake Guentzel gets traded. Typically, if anybody gets traded, we'll probably jump on and do a podcast. But that is it for this episode of the Iceberg Recap. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember, you can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins, or anywhere you get your podcasts from.